Whether it's slots or live dealers, FinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with FinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Etched to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
As an American, I honor thy founding fathers, beginning with George Washington. At his farewell address, no foreign entanglements. And then you listen to Franklin and Adams and Jefferson and Madison, no foreign entanglements. And the world is at war back then. The Middle East policy in the United States has been nothing but disaster after disaster. Don't give me the baloney that you're making me safer by going in other countries, destroying the joint, and then say, oh, I wonder why they hate us. Anybody ever hear of do unto others to have them do unto you? I love these guys who talk about protecting the unborn and protecting our children while they're killing people all over the world. Who made up this thing about the United States advancing democracy when they're robbing us of all our rights over here? And this whole insanity that we have to continually be in a state of war is just that. There's no reason for it. No foreign entanglements.
All right, and joining us now is Gerald Celente, who's done everything he can to try to occupy peace, and they had a large rally last week in Kingston, New York. And I want to talk to Gerald about that. And, of course, every day is one thing after the other. It's, I was just saying during the break to Travis, I said, you know, there's that movie out there that I have no interest in seeing because it's a hard left approach to this one battle after the other. And I said, I saw that title, and I thought, that's what it is with Trump. It's one battle, one war after the other. It's like he can't make up his mind which one he wants to do first. He's trying to start wars everywhere, even within the United States. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. TrendsJournal.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. The rally was great, but I have to tell you, it was the smallest turnout in 11 years.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Wow. And again, we had Scott Ritter, mm-hmm. Judge Napolitano, yeah. Dennis Kucinich, Roger Waters doing a special, you know, broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
On and on. Joe Lauria, Ray McGovern, Garland Nixon, you know, a whole bunch of top people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the average age looked like an old age home. I'd say the average age is about 60 years old.
Oh.
No, well, young people.
The problem is everybody wants wars, not just the politicians. I mean,
the people lost their guts.
Yeah.
They're not fighters. They're you know, we are the politicians are the puppeteers. And we're the puppets.
Yeah, I agree.
Once upon a time, there used to be a thing called We the People. No. It's me, the politician, not you, the people. Once upon a time, there was a thing called public service. No. I'm the politician. You're the servant.
Yeah.
Remember, put on this mask.
Yep.
Stand 6 feet apart. When you go in a restaurant, you better wear that mask. When you sit down, you can take it off because COVID does not go to table height. And it knows when you're eating, so it won't bother you. All right?
That's right.
I mean, look at the crap that they pushed out there, and the masses swallowed it. They called anybody that was against that stupid crap a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember
how they all got blacklisted on YouTube and on and on and on?
Yeah.
When you put the facts down?
Yeah.
When you put the facts down that This is, the people are dying of COVID, had 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities. Oh, Italy was the first country to lock down. What was the average age of the people that died? 81 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, when did it come to America? Where did it land? Everybody doesn't remember. Kirkland, Washington. Where the hell is Kirkland, Washington? And what the hell do I care? Why, it's an old age home. Wait a minute. You mean COVID hit an old age home where the people are dying over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all you kids can't go to school anymore. Remember the stupid little cartoons with kids playing in little tents with playing instruments?
Yeah.
Oh, now let's just go to the facts. 74 million 1 to 17-year-olds in America. Look up the data. The CDC stopped putting the data out in July of 2023. From 2020 to 2023, out of 74 million, less than 2,000 died of COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, according to the CDC, 61% of the 1 to 17-year-olds that were hospitalized for COVID were obese. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going back to the wars, what's going on, people swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of these little clown boys and girls. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a conservative. I'm a liberal. I got a mind that big, and I listen to what they tell me. All right?
Yeah, I agree.
So let's go back to the, one issue after another.
Well, and just this week while you're on the COVID stuff, how'd you like this dog and pony show with Albert Bourla? You know, Trump even gets booed for this, but all of the MAGA press is, look at Trump. This is a victory that he brought Pfizer to heel. I even played a clip of some guy who is pushing QAnon nonsense saying he bankrupted Pfizer. Well, Wall Street analysts don't think so. Pfizer doesn't think so. And I think this opened up and exposed a whole new level of corruption when you look at how much Pfizer has been price gouging the American people, and no accountability for that, just like there's no accountability for anything that's done during the COVID stuff. Nobody's holding Trump.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply.
With the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Trump accountable. Nobody criticizes them for that. And here you got Pfizer charging more than triple what they charge other countries for drugs, and there's not going to be any recrimination for that. There's not going to be any repayment for that. Instead, Trump is going to do a deal with them, get his name on the deal, Trump RX, and it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, Children's Health Defense, which is where RFK Jr. used to be, is saying, this is insane. There's absolutely, they've covered up everything about this. We're having to sue with a FOIA request to try to get information about this. It'll take years. It'll be redacted. They're not telling anybody about the devilish details in this agreement that is here. And they're all just taking a backseat and going along with whatever Trump wants to do. The corruption is open, and these people are getting away with one crime after the other. It's absolutely astounding.
It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
It's been going on forever. It's a crime syndicate that people call a government.
Yeah. That's right.
Again, you're talking about Afghanistan and the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, who lied his way into office of being a peace candidate as soon as he got in. Remember the Afghan troop surge?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, brought to us by that guy betrayed us? Oh, betray us. I forgot. Now he's with KKR. Oh, that arrogant military guy. Yeah, that guy. operate. Oh, yeah, we're going to win. We're going to kill you. Again, if Alexander the Great couldn't beat the Afghans, if the British at the height of the British Empire into the Valley of Death rode the 600 couldn't take them out, if the Russians couldn't do it, what makes you think the Americans could do it? The longest war in American history costs trillions of dollars, killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people, brought to you by, and again, talking about the people, 90% of the people swallowed the crap, spewing out of the mouth of that little gutless, arrogant daddy's boy, George W. Bush. You're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people supported that. 90%. Now let's go back to your other piece of scum crap that people love. The little peanut farmer. Jimmy Carter. Oh, and that scumbag, may he rot in hell, Brzezinski.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, daughter's on MSNBC now, I forgot. Anyway, they're the ones that gave us Al-Qaeda. No, we got to rename it. Mujahideen. Osama bin Laden ahead of it. Brought to you by Jimmy Carter and Brzezinski to stop the Russians from beating the Taliban. And what people have no idea about, Afghanistan was a very, very culturally advanced society. Artistically, culturally, before the Taliban took over. And Russia was fighting against that. We stopped that war. We created the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda.
Just like we created the Ayatollahs in Iran, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Everywhere we go.
Yep. And but people have no idea about that.
Yeah.
None.
We don't just lose the wars. We create an incredibly evil left-behind blowback everywhere we go, whether you're talking about Iran or Afghanistan. And yet we're going to continue to do this. Trump wants to go back into Bagram. Of course, that's not going to happen. I don't know if he will attack them or what he will do. But
no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that, you know, Trump. I mean, with a lying. I had an article here. Let me see if I can find it.
How'd you like that meeting where he spent, I think the figure was $6 million to bring in all of these generals and admirals so that they could be lectured by Hegseth about how he's going to change things. And then Trump gets up there and he rambles on and on and on about firemen and how dangerous their job is. But he loves them because they voted for him, that type of thing. It was crazy. A lot of people are questioning his mental capacity now after that.
His mental capacity has been mentally ill for years.
Yeah.
Our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. We need peace without delay. Oh, that's when he was lying, running for office. I forgot. We want peace on earth all over. Oh, I'm full of crap. I was only saying that to get elected. Shut the hell up, Salenti, or maybe we'll kill you if you don't shut up.
No.
Let's keep going. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars we end. But most importantly, the wars we never get into. You ready? My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and a unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. That's how he lied his way into your legacy? Who the hell cares what they think of you when you're dead?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care what you think about me when I'm alive. Oh, my legacy. What legacy? Well, who made this stupid word up?
Yeah. Well, look at what we were told about Woodrow Wilson. He promised he wouldn't get us into that war.
Here. Ready? I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the panic to peace. I want peace. All the lies that he lied his way into office, facts are right there. Shut the hell up, Salenti. We don't want facts. We're stupid little morons, and we suck up to the crap that our politicians spew out.
That's right. We've been promised many times by people running for office like Woodrow Wilson and LBJ, oh, we're not going to get involved in that war. We're not going to escalate that war. And we see how that operates over and over again. This is just the latest example of it. They always promise peace, but what Trump is looking for, I think when he talks about peace, he spells it with an I in the word, Gerald. He's always looking for a piece of something somewhere.
You got it. That was the cover of our magazine, by the way.
Yeah.
Man a piece or a piece of SHI, you know what.
That's right.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Yeah, I want a piece of that country. I want a piece of that country. I want Venezuela as well and all the rest of the stuff. And then, you know, when he brings these, as irrelevant as most of what he had to say was, you know, he gets there in front of this giant flag like he's George C. Scott at the beginning of Patton. And then he tells them we've got the enemy within. I think that's a pretty ominous thing as well. What do you think about that? You know, what Trump is doing.
To send more troops into U.S. cities?
Yeah.
Top military leaders told U.S. cities could be training grounds?
Yeah.
You mean President tells military brass, quote, to fight enemy within U.S.? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about the police state, the military police state. You know, at InfoWars, when I was there, they did 4 documentaries about Police State USA. They need to do one and call it Police State Number 5, The Trump Deception, I think. That was one of them. You had Obama Deception. I don't know if that was the Police State sub-series or if that was a separate one. But
that's sad. I got, like you, I've been banned on, I used to be on InfoWars once a week for years.
But now, Police State and war in Latin America is a good thing. David Icke is all over Alex for that because he said, hey, yeah, you know, in Latin America, we've won the wars down there. The wars that we fought for United Fruit Company and other things like that, Smedley Butler exposed. But, yeah, I mean, it's like whatever happened. I mean, we used to be for peace and we used to be for the Constitution, free speech. But now we're not, you know, we just never have.
It's been going on forever.
No, I mean the media, you know, the people that we worked with, you know, just you see these Trump influencers out there, whatever Trump wants. And Trump doesn't want any of those things, of course. He just pretends to. And he has his influencers telling you that it's just 4D chess or something.
Again, you know, an article just came out about America's trust in the media is at the lowest level ever.
Mm-hmm.
Gallup poll just came out. Again, the media, you got to... Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. Mm-hmm. This is a T-shirt that I did back in 1992 when little Billy Clinton was running for office.
Yeah.
This is a little clown, arrogant, lying piece of crap that was worth nothing. It's now worth, what, about $130 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gets paid off. Anyway, he's the one that gave us the Federal Communications Act in 1996. Deregulated the communications industry. There were thousands of independent radio stations, television stations, magazines, newspapers. Now six companies control 92% of America's media. 92%.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
We're giving people the Trends Journal. We're independent. We have no advertisers. And again, you put the link in that you have over there. Of course, the grand total of $2.50 a week.
That's right. Using the code NIGHT, you can get a discount of 10% there at Trends Journal.
And you look at the facts of what's going on now and how this guy, what's his name on the article here somewhere? This guy Carr, who's the FCC champ.
Oh, yeah, Brendan Carr, yeah.
Yeah, there's an article here about how Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Talking about the media. Yeah, right here. Carr plans to keep going after the media. The FCC chair has threatened TV licenses over what he sees, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
As liberal bias in broadcasts. Hey, yeah. Hey, fat mouth. Oh, only conservative can't have liberal?
Yeah.
And again, they're not liberals anymore. They're libtards. But anyway, how come, who the hell are you to say who should say what?
Yeah.
Shut the hell up, Salenti. I'm the FCC chair. You're just a little ditty from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this guy to say what anybody should say? Hey, this is America. You got it? A-M-E-R-I-K-A. I'll Trump.
Well, you know, you got a lot of these comedians who've been paid a lot of money to go to Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia saying, look at this, we allow these people to criticize America here in Saudi Arabia. It's like, yeah, you try criticizing Islam or try criticizing the little king that is there and see what happens to you. You're going to get the Khashoggi treatment. Yeah. They'll not only cut your program, they'll cut your throat. But the reality is that we can see that, you know, in Saudi Arabia, of course, you know, they don't care if you criticize America and American censorship, which should be criticized, just don't criticize them. So free speech is only there if you allow people to criticize what you disagree with. Only if you allow the speech that you disagree with. And all of this hate speech stuff, and of course the Trump administration is playing the same game that the left did. They're playing the same game that the Saudi dictator is doing. None of these people, that's the thing, Gerald, I don't see anywhere where free speech is promoted as a principle. Certainly not in Europe, not in the U.S., not in Saudi Arabia or Israel. No. Nowhere. Yeah, nowhere now.
Oh, look what they're doing in the U.K., how they're locking people. Australia, one after
another.
That's
right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Germany.
Yeah.
You come in, you can't come out again. You cannot come out for the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to. Keep the slaughter going.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? The American people don't believe anything until they see it on television. You know who said that?
Who said that?
Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Well, the problem is going to be people can't believe what they see on TV either. There was an app that came out this week, and it was out from OpenAI. And, of course, they took the CEO of OpenAI, and they made a video showing him shoplifting GPU cards at a Walmart or something, or Target. And yeah. So people said they don't realize what they're showing people here is just how dangerous this stuff could be. They've already had people who have been falsely identified by AI facial recognition and biometrics. And even though they were warned that that was not completely reliable, they went ahead and used that to prosecute the person. Now, they were able to beat the rap. But, you know, you're not going to be able to see trust what you see on TV either, because these things are getting very, very good.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's only going, this AI is going to make things a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you were talking before about the Ukraine war. People have no idea how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014.
Yeah, that's right.
We wrote about it in detail. You see how happy that guy is? I've told you this a dozen times. That is the 2014 is when the magazine used to be a quarterly, now it's a weekly, about the United States overthrow. Washington is driving the world to the final war, and Washington's coup in Ukraine brought not only a threat to the Russian population in Ukraine, but also a direct strategic threat to Russia itself. I mean, it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
People have no idea about the facts. They don't care about the facts. Or go to CNN. It's something about Taylor Swift's new album, all right? That's the front page.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
Nothing about the slaughter of the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero.
That or the latest celebrity divorce that is out there, you know? And,
yeah,
exactly right. Yeah.
And they're talking about censorship. Narrative war pits Pentagon against press. This is New York Times, 925, September 25th. Imagine for a moment that the Defense Department's new demand for a pledge from Pentagon reporters, a commitment not to publish even unclassified information except what U.S. press officers approve.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Press officers? What, some little arrogant clown telling me what I should say? And this is unclassified? Yeah, and if you do it, we'll kill you. We'll throw you in jail.
This is the kind of stuff that they do when there's a declared war, except they've got all these wars going on, even though they don't declare them. And so, of course, the censorship is part of what we see with an ongoing war, and we have war everywhere. Yep. And every day, it seems like we're getting some new conflict. It's just like this thing with Bagram came out of nowhere, and he's got about as much chance of getting the Afghan government there to sign onto that as he does getting Greenland. But I never thought that he would attack Greenland. I could imagine that he would attack Bagram.
Now, at the rally, this is what I read. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. What do you mean, we, the people? It's me, the politician, not you, the people. So shut the hell up.
Yep.
Again, you saw with the COVID war, from cities to states to the nation, we're in charge. We'll tell you what to do. Oh, now look at the Democrats over there pumping up that arrogant little another daddy's boy. Got some Gavin Newsom. Yep. Oh, this is the slime ball that locked down California while he's partying up at the French Laundry for $400 a plate.
Yeah.
Lowest cost for people to eat there. I'm having a party with my friends. We don't need masks. We can do what we want. You're just a little plantation worker of Slavelandia. You do what I tell you to do.
Yeah. He's always got a new scam coming out, doesn't he? They should call him Gavin New Scam. One scam after the other. It's an elite club, and we're not in it. And, of course, when you talk about the press and the consolidation, we've not seen this kind of consolidation in the past that we're seeing now with the Ellisons, for example. You know, we have seen, I remember years ago, they were saying, you know, look at, you've got all the different press that are being consolidated, both broadcast as well as printed press were consolidating into just a few companies. And they saw the same thing happening in the film industry. They were consolidating into just a few of the few studios. And now, with Larry Ellison, what you're seeing is a consolidation. Now that they've consolidated these individual industries, now they are consolidating these few remaining studios and these few remaining press agencies. They're consolidating them together. Ellison is doing that. And also now, with TikTok, you're starting to see, once you bring TikTok and social media, you have social media, entertainment, and the press all being consolidated and held by just a couple of people.
Yep.
That's the pattern that we're seeing here.
And again, I've been banned on TikTok, banned on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that kind of consolidation for control is one of the worst forms of censorship, because that's what we've been fighting from the very beginning with this. You know, when they come out and the Pentagon says, you can't report on that, that gets people's attention. But when they just make you disappear, you know, or they swamp you with all the rest of this slop that they put out there, that's the thing that's difficult to get around.
We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that's right.
William Casey.
Yeah.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash.
by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
CIA director, 1981.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Scrap's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That was
it's
the guy.
Been going on for a long time.
That was the guy who was running the Iran-Contra thing, you know?
Yeah.
one of the founders of OSS that then went to the CIA and he became Reagan's campaign manager and then heavy in the Reagan administration. Bill Casey. Wild Bill Casey.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to deceive the American
very
public.
Very sad. Very, very sad. And I'm very sad. I'm telling you that, you know, this thing cost a lot of money and aggravation to put on these rallies. And that so few people, no young people. A matter of fact, he's a nice young guy. Goes to Bard College, which is right across the river over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, half hour away. And he put signs up all over the campus, all over Rhinebeck, told all his friends. Not one young person showed up from school.
Wow.
Not one.
Wow.
There's an article in Monday's New York Times about how kids in college and young people, they don't talk to each other anymore. They're on the phones all the time.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the future. It's so sad.
Yes.
It's so sad. You know, as I say, they misspelt it in the King James Bible where they said the meek shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The geeks have inherited the earth.
Yeah.
The music stinks. The style stinks. Look how they brought down the style. These little clown boys dressing up in jeans and a crappy T-shirt.
Yeah.
And that's what it is now.
Yeah.
I go out last night to a very fine restaurant. There's a guy my age with a baseball cap on.
Yeah.
You know, and I like when you wear them backwards. Or you're going to put a catcher's mask on? What is it?
Yeah. Well, there's one thing I started the show with, Gerald. I'd like to get your take on it, you know, and that's Farmageddon. Trump's tariff policies have been horrific, especially for small businesses, but nowhere more so than the farms. They were the ones who were selling a lot of product to China. And Trump has made that go down to zero. They had soybean, for example. We had a report about that. $12.5 billion China bought in soybean last year. This year they bought zero. Zero.
Yeah.
And in Arkansas, one out of every three family farms are going down. Now, Trump's solution to this is kind of what he did when he locked down the country in 2020. I'll give you a stimulus check.
Yep.
And this is the technocratic program to put us all on the dole, put us all on welfare. We won't have jobs, won't have businesses. And this is one of the things that I think is just so incredibly horrific about this. Now, the tariffs really are still not stable. That's the key thing. As bad as it is, even though it is a tax, it's yet another tax. And, I saw all this delusional stuff in the Trump media about how he's going to get rid of the income tax. And, of course, we knew that wasn't going to happen. Because at the same time he's saying he's going to put these tariffs on, he goes, I'm not going to make the tax cuts permanent. Well, if he makes the tax cuts, the income tax cuts permanent, that means he's making the income tax permanent as well. So it was clear that he wasn't going to do that. In the past, conservatives would always be suspicious and aware when somebody was changing the tax structure and say, wait a minute, am I going to wind up with two taxes where I used to have just one? But this time, everybody has gone to sleep. And nobody is pointing that out. And it's just a replay of the lockdown, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? What, you know, economically, what's happening and the damage with this? And, of course, it's going before the Supreme Court as to whether or not he can just arbitrarily impose tariffs on a whim. If he has a bad day or he gets angry with somebody in a particular country, he'll jack the tariffs up on that particular country for no apparent reason except for his narcissism. But it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court says about this. But the damage this year has been horrific. That's one of the reasons why gold is up so much, and you've been talking about that as well. What do you see happening with the economy?
First of all, there's going to be a dot-com bust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're way over-invested in the – again, trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die.
Mm-hmm.
AI became public only 3 years ago. You don't invest all your money in the infancy. Number two, again, I've mentioned this a number of times. Again, Slick Willie. Before he brought China into the World Trade Organization, 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Today, nearly 70%.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking before about how young people are totally addicted. They're AI, high-tech addicted. China's going to lead the world in the AI. You're seeing it with DeepSeek. Matter of fact, DeepSeek just came out with another one yesterday, all different languages, much more efficient than any of the other ones out there. The Chinese company, for
mm-hmm.
a much cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a dot-com bust. You're looking at the P.E. ratios way, way overvalued. And then you're looking at only a handful of companies, the so-called Magnificent Seven, that are driving up the NASDAQ. Like a couple of them are responsible for 37% of the increase in the NASDAQ. There's going to be a dot-com bust. Globally, take a look at oil prices. Brent crude last year was selling on average $81 a barrel, and now we're looking about $64 a barrel, $65 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is there's a lot more supply than demand. Then you have to look at the real numbers. Look what's going on in Germany. 2 years of recession, third largest economy in the world, largest one in Europe, heading to the third year of recession. Maybe it'll come out flat. One country after another in Europe going down.
Mm-hmm.
The emerging markets are submerging.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be we are headed for the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in my lifetime. And I've been forecasting now for 45 years. I've never seen anything like this. And again, going back to gold. Oh, you like the stock markets going up? How much did gold go up this year? 47%. How much did silver go up? Only 60%.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's telling you how bad it is.
Yeah, that's right.
It's telling you the danger ahead.
Yeah.
That's why the prices are soaring.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up. Because gold is dollar-based.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's cheaper to buy when your currencies go up. Mm-hmm. Number two, they're going to come out. You saw that little Eric Trump boy talking more and more about these so-called stable coins.
Yeah.
Orwell could not have come up with a better name.
Yeah, I know.
Stable coin? Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Everything's going to go digital. They're going to come up with a CBDC, central bank digital currency. This is way worth more than a dollar. We just got rid of our debt level. By the way, talking about the global economy,
mm-hmm.
$340 trillion in debt when you put the nations together. Actually, it's much higher than that. In the United States, for example, it's not a $37 trillion debt level. It's more like $137 trillion. They don't put in Social Security. They don't put in Medicare. They don't put in Medicaid. They don't put in all the money the government owes for all these other ones. When you put that in, you're well over $100
trillion. Oh, yeah.
By the facts.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the crisis and why gold prices are going up. I've been at this for 45 years. I started buying gold at $163 an ounce back in 1978. I've been following it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going. There's going to be a... and then they're going to ramp up the Israel war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to attack Iran. If they attack Iran, it's the beginning of the end of life on Earth because, you don't have to be good at math to figure this out. There are 91 million Iranians versus 7 million Israelis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Iran, very advanced scientifically, militarily, technologically. And what does Israel say when they're going to lose? Look it up.
Yeah.
Samson option. S-A-M-S-O-N. We start losing, we go nuclear. Oh, Israel's allowed to have nuclear weapons. I forgot, they're the chosen people.
Yeah.
Oh, they only have between 200 and 400 nuclear warheads. Iran can't have any. North Korea can't have any. We'll tell you who can have them.
Well, you know, when you look at the cruise missiles, and now Trump wants to, he's gone from the peace summit with Putin at Alaska to now he's going to put cruise missiles there in Ukraine so they can go deep into Russian territory, saying, well, we're only going to limit it to infrastructure attacks. Well, it seems to me like that's going to go both ways. What do you think is going to happen here? I would imagine that they're not going to launch some intercontinental ballistic missile, but you'll have infrastructure attacks that'll have plausible deniability. And our infrastructure is very vulnerable to that type of an attack, an asymmetric attack. And that could become, that could be done by Russia, it could be done by China, it could be done by some of these drug cartels that they want to go to war with. And how they will use it, regardless of who it is that's doing that, I think is going to be, up to, you can just spin the wheel to see what they're going to do with that. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to see massive disruption in that regard as well, as Trump is talking about the enemy within, and he's going to, you know, war with cartels as well as with people on the left? He wants to deploy the military. Seems like he wants to have a civil war here as well. What do you think about that?
Let's talk about the cartels. It's a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with cartels. Let's go back. Let's talk about attacking Venezuela because of overthrowing the Maduro government.
Right.
With cartels. Why don't we go back to when he was president back in, what was it, 2019, 2020, when he tried to overthrow the government with that little clown boy. What was his name? Guaido.
Yeah.
Say he's the real president of Venezuela, not Maduro.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's right.
Oh, remember when they tried to overthrow it? They came in from Colombia and they got wiped out?
Yeah, that's right.
Had nothing to do with drug cartels back then.
That's right. It's about regime change, but they'll blame it on that, you know? And,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of BS about cartels. They're using this as an excuse. Again, go by the facts. He tried to overthrow the government when he was president back in 2019 and 2020.
I covered an article yesterday. A guy made the point that we never heard of this trendy...
2020, rather.
Yeah. Guy made the point that we'd never heard of this trendy Arugua or whatever. I just call him the trendy gang. He'd never heard of the trendy gang until 2018, which is when they started making their first moves in terms of doing this kind of stuff. So I said, so is it a CIA-created organization like they have done in the takeover of Syria or the things that we have seen in Afghanistan and places like that? Is it kind of a false flag thing to start with? Because we know that the CIA has been running drugs out of Central America and other things like that. And so is this whole trendy gang, is that really a deep state operation there to give them an excuse to try to attack Venezuela as if they needed one? I mean,
here, Venezuela, that's a pretty rich oil country, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, very rich. You think you mentioned Syria. You mean the United States taking over the oil in eastern Syria under the Assad regime? Mm-hmm. Oh, we won't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean they tried to...
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With bets to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Throw the Assad government, which they did because Iran wanted to put a pipeline into Syria so they could bring the oil out into the... Mediterranean over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they overthrew took over.
Mm-hmm.
Libya, when the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama, along with if only women were in charge, we would have no war. Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, overthrow the Gaddafi government.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean Libya that has one of the richest oil fields in the world where you don't have to dig deep to get the oil out?
Mm-hmm.
You think we would have invaded Iraq, Syria, Libya, go into Venezuela if their major export was broccoli?
And then, of course, we got the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline. You know, we had to blow that up so we could sell them our liquid gas and all that kind of stuff. It's all about that, isn't it? Yeah.
That's all it's about. You mentioned Smedley Butler before.
Yeah.
Was a racket. And he talks about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm heartbroken. Yeah. Here, you ready for this? I just read this before I went on the air. Israel seizes last flotilla boat, ready to deport hundreds as more ships set sail for Gaza. Invading these boats in international water as they're trying to bring food to the starving people in Gaza. That's all right. Hey, we can do what we want. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trump gives Sunday deadline for Hamas to take his Gaza proposal, quote, or be quickly extinguished.
This
is the Israel that violated the last ceasefire agreement?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't talk about that. Oh, yes, we will. They violated in March.
Mm-hmm.
March 16th or 18th. And then they started starving all the Palestinian people. Oh, Hamas agreed to the ceasefire agreement, but Israel broke it. They're killing people in Lebanon every day. Oh, no, they're Hamas people we're killing over there. No, they're Hezbollah people. I forgot. They violated the Lebanon ceasefire agreement over 100 times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if they go at war against Iran, it's going to be the beginning of the end of life on Earth. I am so heartbroken that there's no support for peace. Oh, Musk is worth now what, $500 billion? Ain't that some?
Yeah.
How about a billion for peace?
Yeah.
Screw you, Salente. I want $600 billion. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
You're nobody. I'm a Musk. And you must listen to me. F you, Jack.
Yeah.
Not a penny for peace in the billionaires. Oh, you mentioned Ellison, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're controlling everything. You're not allowed to come out against Israel. You're an anti-Semite. You're
mm-hmm.
F you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we look at the what Trump did at the UN, I really got my attention, you know, when they were talking about putting in Tony Blair as a governor of Gaza. And then all of a sudden, a day or so later, it's like, oh, no, we want Trump as the governor of this or whatever. And I'm like, what happened with this? And all of a sudden, it all changed because Netanyahu came in, and Trump had this plan that he had taken around to the Gulf states and Arab states and got them to all say, yeah, we like that. Took it to the UN, even though it was a horrible plan. They all liked that, and he released it. And then Netanyahu comes in and completely rewrites it, and Trump does everything that Netanyahu wants on that.
Yep. Again, you know, look at the cover of the magazine this week. Talk about the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Called the United Nothings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All talk, no action.
Yep. Yeah.
And they steal our money. The plantation workers are slavelandia, so these little clown boys and girls could be UN and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Empty words, no action. Oh, but I forgot. They're the ones that officially made Israel a state back in 1948.
Yeah.
Stealing the land of the Palestinian people. His Majesty's government declares that the land in Palestine will be settled by the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to achieve this objective. Well, that was the Balfour Declaration in 1917, brought to you by the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Terrible what's going on. No outrage. And if you come out against it, these are Israel, an overwhelming exodus as Israel pounds Gaza. Yep. On and on and on. On and on. Much of Gaza's largest urban center is flattened.
Yeah.
Bombed to total ruins. Hamas is living in every hospital. They're in every school. They're in every house. Where's the outrage?
Yeah. Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
None. A small group of us are fighting. But other than that, and what you mentioned before about what's going on in Ukraine, Russia on Thursday, I heard you say this, that there was no Cold War with the West because it was now a fiery conflict.
Yeah, that's right.
World War III has begun.
Yes.
Oh, you asked before, we didn't get into, I got my mind went into another area, about what's going to happen in Ukraine. A false flag event. They're going to blow up a nuclear power plant. They're going to do something. They're going to create something that's going to escalate that war.
Yeah. And we know that all the NATO countries are you know, pushing this and planning for it. They are, you know, increasing the draft. They're increasing their military spending. I mean, here in Germany, where their economy is tanking, they're going in and borrowing money and putting massive amounts into military expenditure. And both Germany and France are telling their hospitals to get ready for mass casualties as this is all happening. It isn't like these things are some event that's going to get out of control and run away. These people are pushing it relentlessly towards this goal.
Oh, writing about it every week in the magazine.
Yeah.
Talked about the Germany, again, 2 years of recession heading into their third. They're borrowing $1 trillion. $1 trillion to build up their military. And we're going to build up our infrastructure so they can hold the tanks. I'm not making this up. Brought to you by Harry Mertz. Oh, Mertz, the BlackRock guy that's playing the chancellor. We've got to stop those Russians. We only killed 25 million of them in World War II. We got to kill more of them now. Oh, this is the Germany that gave us World War I and World War II? Yeah. All right. Germany.
Yeah.
That slaughtered Operation Barbarossa killed over 25 million Russian people. Oh, by the way, who were the first to defeat the Germans in World War II? The Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You ready? What you were talking about. U.S. to provide Kyiv with intelligence for missile strikes deep inside Russia. Crisis is unfolding at Russian-held nuclear plant. We've been warning about this. And here's what he's saying, right here. Russia says Ukraine artillery severed the line and render repairs too dangerous to repair. Ukraine is bombing the thing.
Yeah.
They're going to blame it on the Russians.
Well, I mean, just look at how everybody is looking for any kind of excuse. I mean, we had these situations with drones harassing airports in Denmark. And, you know, they wanted to try to build that into World War III. And it's like, you know, you can't prove that that was who that was. I mean, it could be domestic people that were doing that. And we had that happening all over the East Coast about a year ago. Before we run out of time, I got a couple of comments here I wanted to give you. Gerald, from Guard Goldsmith, he said, I wish I'd been able to be with the folks at Gerald's event. He said the speakers were great. He caught it online. He said they'd planned to go. And I met Guard when I was there 4 years ago. He said, frustrating, but he got to watch online. He got sick. He said he couldn't make it. But, it truly is sad that there isn't any support for peace. And even... Yeah, it's crazy the way people are manipulated, how tribal everybody's gotten. You know, you take a look at this Charlie Kirk thing, and everybody is freaking out about it. They want to name everything after Charlie Kirk. And yet, what was it that Charlie Kirk did? He would go and promote free speech and free debate, and yet these same people are wanting to try to shut down speech and debate. I think it's just a sign of the times in which we live, and people are losing their mind here at the end of this fourth turning. And as you pointed out, as the financial stuff is going down, they always take us to war. That's what really happens in a fourth turning. It's always a major economic catastrophe, and then they take us to war. And they know what times that we're in. You know, they constantly talk about these generations and, you know, Gen Z, Gen X, we're, you know, boomers and this and that, millennials. And yet they don't want you to look at the overall trend that is a cyclical thing that is then also exploited by these leaders who know what the zeitgeist is in a particular culture at any given time, and so they use that to get what they want, which is to take us to war, to distract us from what they're doing.
Yeah. It's sad, and it's true. Yeah. And again, people don't like me because I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust.
That's right. Thomas Aquinas. That's a good place to end it. And again, everybody go to Trends Journal, and don't forget to use the code NIGHT. And you get basically 12 times the content they used to get a few years ago from Gerald. It used to be quarterly, now it's weekly. And we have someone here who
got a comment and a tip from Big Olaf. Thank you, Big Olaf. Says, love the content. Thanks for keeping it real.
And we keep it real by getting Gerald Slinty on here frequently. Thank you so much for coming on, Gerald. Appreciate it. Appreciate Trends Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.